Let's now look at the relationship between tariffs and economic growth in the late 19th century. Post-World War II, the data seemed to indicate that freer trade is associated with higher economic growth, and for more on this, you can see our video on import substitution. Yet for an earlier period of time, the late 19th and early 20th century, we find different results. We can consider the earlier years 1870 through 1913, and here on the vertical axis we have a measure of economic growth. On the horizontal axis we have a measure of the average tariff in 1870, and this is quite a dispersed collection of data points, but overall if you look at them, it appears there is a positive rather than negative relationship in this graph. Each individual data point represents a country, and note that up here is Canada, up here is Argentina. They both have fairly high rates of economic growth and also relatively high tariffs. I'll be returning to their cases later. By the way, this graph and the others presented in this video come from a very good paper by Douglas Irwin, cited here. Of course, as always, there is a question of causality. So we see that higher tariffs are positively correlated with higher economic growth, but does that mean the higher tariffs caused the higher growth? There, the relationship seems much more doubtful. If we consider Argentina, which had both high growth and high tariffs during this period, a lot of their economy was being driven by the export of beef. If we look at Canada, another country with high growth and high tariffs during this period, a lot of their growth was driven by the export of wheat and other staple commodities. In neither the case of Argentina nor Canada do we see the classic process where high tariffs are imposed, some kind of import substitution goes on that leads to a significant growth of Argentine and Canadian manufacturing, and that drives economic growth. No, that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing the growth driven by staple commodities in a manner which would appear to have not so much to do with the tariffs. So again, it seems this growth is not based on import substitution. One thing notable about the late 19th century is that tariffs often were used for purposes of revenue rather than for skewing or directing domestic manufacturing. So if we look at this picture here, what we find on the vertical axis is the share of government revenue from customs. What we have on the horizontal axis is in essence the land-to-labor ratio. So what this graph is showing, again with different countries as individual data points, is that there is a positive relationship whereby land-rich, labor-poor countries are relying quite a bit on tariffs for government revenue. So maybe the overall positive correlation between high tariffs and economic growth, it has more to do with government revenue, perhaps, than with arguments for or against free trade. If you look at the list of countries with the highest tariffs during this time, it looks something like this, namely Argentina, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Russia, and the United States. These are again countries with abundant land and scarce labor. So it could be that abundant land, scarce labor was at the time a pretty good recipe for growth, and perhaps precisely because labor was relatively scarce, governments had to resort to tariffs as a source of revenue, and you end up with this spurious correlation between high tariffs and high rates of economic growth. But maybe both are really just operating through this formula of abundant land, scarce labor. If you'd like to look at the correlation between tariffs and abundance of land, it looks like this. Here's the average tariff in the late 19th century on the vertical axis, and on the horizontal axis, a measure of how abundant land is. And this seems to be a fairly clear relationship, of course pointing upwards, that is, countries with a lot of abundant land were using higher tariff rates. A further question to keep in mind when assessing these debates is just how much did tariffs matter back then? Economies were more closed than today, the world was less globalized, and in general questions of distance and transportation. Did this region have a good port? Did it have a good rail network? This was not to be taken for granted back in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. It's still the case today that distance and cultural connectedness and transportation are more important factors in shaping trade than tariffs, and this probably was true back then as well. For more on this, see our videos on the gravity equation. In any case, the positive correlation between high tariffs and high rates of economic growth in the late 19th century still is considered somewhat of an open puzzle. For our sources and further reading on this topic, I very much recommend these articles listed here, which are available online.